Track 9, The Cricket Ground. There was a young girl who came to my school called Vera, who I was fascinated by, and I often think of her. She was a few years below me, and she was German, and lived here with her parents and grandfather, where we're standing now, or rather, just behind us, in the prisoner of war camp. By then it was home to those who had no countries to return to, having become part of the Soviet Union. Poles, Czechoslovaks, Latvians, Russians, displaced persons, that was the term. Awful. Imagine if you were a person without a place to be one in. So they came here and were sent out to work on the fields and down the pits. Vera's father was the camp translator and liaison officer, and she and her mother and grandfather had been brought over to join him from the ruins of Germany. She loved the forest. She used to ride around on a tricycle and scramble up a tree in no time at all, to the amazement of the boys who didn't dare challenge her. Although one time she got stuck, and the military police had to get her down. She got into a lot of trouble for that. Her mother didn't want her to learn with the rest of us, for some reason, and the village policemen ended up marching them both down to the school as we peered out of the windows and saw her mum crying her eyes out. But Vera had a huge smile on her face and looked as though she couldn't wait to meet us all. She loved drawing, and the corridor walls were soon covered in her pictures of Robin Hood, Maid Marian, and the big bad wolf, which she told us lived here, in the forest. And that when her parents went to the camp hall to play backgammon, she had to make sure not to open the door of the hut to anyone, in case it was the wolf, who'd carry her away to his den. Jenny tried to reason with her, but it didn't do any good. And Vera slept under her bed every single night, scared stiff the wolf would try and get in. The things we tell children sometimes to help us live easier lives. I think she was the only girl in the camp, although maybe there were one or two boys as well. When it closed down, she moved to Mansfield and I never saw her again. I discovered some years ago that her parents had divorced soon after, and her mother married a former POW from here, from this camp, and that nobody had known of his life story as he played backgammon and chess with the others. That his father was a Russian steel merchant born in Riga, who had fought in the Napoleonic Wars. That he had fought in World War I and the Russian Revolution, before ending up as a potato digger in the Edwinstowe fields, with no homeland to return to. They're so hidden, aren't they, the stories of people's lives. Visitors come to places like this, a picturesque little village, really, and have no idea just how caught up in the world's affairs we've been as everyone else. We're going to head towards the village now, keeping the cricket ground to our right. But before we go, just close your eyes for a moment and imagine that the field is full, unless it actually is, that the players are ghosts of those you know who have loved the game. Come on. And when you get to Forest Corner, go to the next track.